That's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It is 6.02 a.m. and we are live at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. And it's Friday.
It's a stormy Friday.
I actually kind of liked it last night. I mean, because my dog doesn't get scared because she does not care.
Because she's deaf.
No, she actually hears really well. Does she? At least if you open a can of food, I mean, across the house.
She's just blind in one eye, right?
Doesn't smell very well.
Maybe you're right. She is blind in one eye, but thunder, lightning doesn't bother her at all. You know, like some dogs get totally.
She's a big fan of Magic Dragons.
She's also my thunder buddy.
Yeah,
she loved the movie 10. So last night I sit on the couch and just like the storm's starting to go off and lightning was like hitting pretty close, or at least it looked like pretty close to my house. And I like inclement weather, you know. It was getting a little dicey.
I was on the highway driving.
Ooh, less fun.
Yeah, that was less fun because like the lightnings were pretty gnarly.
Yeah,
and there was like one above my head, and I'm like, this is how I die.
Goodness. I'm not worried about the lightning or the rain or anything. You know, growing up in the Midwest, you know, like you learn how to drive in that because it's every day that something like that happens. Mm-hmm. I just worry about the people who, you know, who don't like when it like when it just sprinkles. They lose their damn mind.
They're like, 30 in the fast lane.
But even on the highway, there was one dude that was probably going like 80, 90. And I'm like, dude, it's raining.
Ah, respect.
Calm down.
Respect.
I was outside enjoying a fine cigar with my father while it was sprinkling during
Nice.
Yeah.
Until it started to rain on you, and then you're not so nice. Were you in the garage?
We were covered, yeah.
Okay.
See, that's cool. That's a cool vibe.
Yeah.
But you know what he told me?
Mm.
That you cheated. Are you smarter than a community college dropout yesterday?
How did I cheat?
You gave the guy an answer he did not get.
Your dad's a real son of a bitch. You know that? No, he got it before the disapproving pony had fully gone off. But, I mean, it wasn't like full cheat.
Like I said, I got out.
Did he show you the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Did you listen to it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? What question was it?
It was about protons.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Uh-huh. just know I'm paying attention.
No, you're not paying attention. Your dad is cheating on your behalf.
How's he cheating on my behalf?
Because that was technically a correct answer by the rules.
Okay.
And he got it, and then now he's selling me down the road.
Hey, man, you know what? If you want to try to bring me down by cheating, you're going to cheat on your partner of 9 years.
Mahoney, you have to
how
be.
How dare you?
You guys got to be careful.
I'm not angry. I'm hurt.
You guys got to be careful with each other because you guys are boxing flowers. October 7th. So anything like leading up to that day, you guys got to be, you know, keeping an eye on each other.
You're saying don't add fuel to the fire because there's going to be an explosion. We just don't need it burning out ahead of time. I got
No. I'm not saying that.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying you guys got to be, you know, keeping an eye on each other. Dirty tricks.
Oh, so you're thinking this is like,
yeah,
I just Pauly Malignaggi Mahoney over here. Yeah. About,
look like Pauly Malignaggi. Sculpted eyebrows.
You son of a bitch. Sculpted eyebrows.
Dave went to one of those eyebrow threading places yesterday. We had a meeting to talk about the fight. And he's like, I got to go. I got to go get my eyebrows threaded.
I was like, would you like to join me at the eyebrow threading salon?
What the hell is eyebrow threading, by the way?
I don't know.
Like, what do they do with that?
I've never done it, obviously, but I think they take like
it looks
thread.
Like they're flossing your eyebrows.
Yeah, they take the thread.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Because to groom your eyebrows.
But how do you do it with
Why would you do it with thread? Why wouldn't you just do it like, I don't know, like a razor? I don't know.
No, you don't want to do it with a razor.
I'm no eyebrow expert.
I don't know. Your eyebrows look pretty good.
Thank you. Well, what a high compliment that is. You have lovely eyebrows as well.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right, so today, starting with some good news and some bad news. What do you want first?
Bad news.
All right, bad news is we don't let kids sleep in enough.
That's true.
Yeah. If school started at 8:30 and we let kids sleep in, it would add $9.3 billion a year to the economy, according to a new study.
Let's start doing that.
Yeah. The savings would come from fewer accidents on the way to school by tired drivers, and students would do better in school because they would be less tired, so they'd contribute more to the economy in the future.
So they start,
$9.3 billion a year.
So they start at 8:30?
No, if school started at 8:30.
We started, I think, my first hour, and, you know, sometimes we had a 0 hour, but our first hour was at, like, 6:45, I think. The first bell rang,
Brutal.
And then, like, 0 hour, if you had a 0 hour, which I did a couple years, was, like, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's what we do now, but when you're 15, 16 years old, that is murder.
So, kids, if you're listening this morning, you just remind your parents as they try to drag you out of bed tomorrow, or, well, Monday morning, I guess, that you're sleeping in for the good of the U.S. economy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a patriot.
Yeah.
You are a patriot.
So that's the bad news, is that we don't let kids sleep in enough. The good news is the world has been saved, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to the great Dennis Rodman.
Oh, well.
That's right. He has offered to help the U.S., quote, straighten things out with North Korea after, you know, the two countries have been on the brink of nuclear war.
Well, I mean, if it's going to be anybody, it might as well be Dennis Rodman, because he's friends with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, he is quite possibly, and I'm talking about Dennis Rodman here, the dumbest person on the face of the earth.
Yes.
He is right up there. I mean, like, Carmen Electra has slept with some pretty dumb people, but I really almost feel bad for her. Because she was married to Dennis Rodman, right?
Yeah, I mean, but that was 90s Dennis Rodman.
But still, he's...
Well, that was, like, popular Dennis Rodman.
Do you think he's gotten dumber?
Yes.
You do?
I mean, like, in the...
I feel like he's always been that dumb. He just was famous and rich back then, and so...
So, like, the dumb kind of just got pushed to the side.
That doesn't make up for how remarkably stupid he is.
I feel like, but, I mean, he, as far as a basketball player goes, one of the best defensive players, you know, of all time. He made it into the Hall of Fame.
Sure, but
you know,
dang, Scottie Pippen. I mean, anyone but Dennis Rodman.
I don't know. Pippen in the 90s?
Go with Moses Malone. I mean, anyone but Dennis Rodman, Carmen. Come on. Like
Horace Grant, man. With those cool, he's got those cool glasses from NBA Jam.
You're getting it on with Horace Grant, and his goggles are just fogging up. So sexy.
Ew.
If Dennis Rodman became, I was hoping, like, you know, when you said that he was going to save the world, like, maybe
he explained, like, his plan. Would you like to hear it?
Is he becoming like a nuclear scientist so he can learn how to disarm all the bombs from the inside?
Not exactly.
You know, he's actually a superhero in disguise.
Yeah, well, not quite.
But he could.
He was, of course, he could. He knows no bounds. He was on Good Morning Britain though, and he explained what he was going to do.
I basically hang out with him all the time. We laugh. We sing karaoke. We do a lot of cool things together, and we ride horses. We hang out, we go skiing. We hardly ever talk politics. And that's the good thing about that. I think it would be a great possibility things can happen. If Donald Trump, they can sit down and have some type of mutual conversation. It don't have to be like a friendship conversation, just a mutual conversation saying, hi, I would love to engage in some words in politics and over the history of your country and my country, and just try to start some dialogue. I think that'll open the door just a little bit.
Can you imagine Dennis Rodman riding horses and singing karaoke with Kim Jong-un?
I would pay much money to watch
Vice,
that.
Vice, where are you? Where is the follow-up to... Because you know that whole thing where Dennis Rodman went over there and played basketball for Kim Jong-un's birthday? Did you ever see that?
No.
Okay,
it
so
was
he,
awesome.
They went behind the scenes of North Korea, and it was it was insane, like the video footage that they got, because cameras aren't allowed. Like they control the media so strictly in North Korea that they want to, you know, control the narrative of how things actually are, and they have this state-run media. But they went behind the scenes, and they showed all of this like very real, crazy stuff. And the whole thing was orchestrated by Vice on HBO, where they had proposed it to him because they knew that Kim Jong-un was a fan of the Bulls from the 90s and that he would fall for Dennis Rodman wanting to be his friend.
Yeah, the only idiot from the Bulls who would go over there
is Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, because Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, like, Steve Kerr, they're like,
I like being alive, so I'll pass.
In my 28 years and even in the 90s, like, I don't think I've ever heard him speak.
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah.
Isn't it disappointing?
I've never heard him speak.
You're lucky.
It sounds like he has a mouthful of marbles.
Yeah, or like he's kind of doing like a British accent, but a very
well. He
very
was on.
Poor.
He was on British TV there. So keep in mind, he was on Good Morning Britain. So
yeah, like
he probably was trying to do
maybe
the Madonna.
Because he was like relationship. I don't know. Like, it's so weird. It is disappointing.
Well, I'm sorry. That was supposed to be the good news, you guys. That Dennis Rodman has saved the world.
Oh, man, I'm bummed.
Well, let's have some beer. We're at Legacy Stadium. We have some Four Peaks. We'll crack one of these IPAs open, and maybe that'll help.
Oh, it'll...
Maybe?
I don't know, man.
Maybe.
X107.5. Good morning.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
I've said it many times before. Friday mornings are my favorite to check the voicemail because you guys bring the heat on Friday mornings. You can keep those messages coming. 702-889-7352.
Is that what the heat sounds like, Sylvia?
The heat. All right. This first message is in response to us talking about our different stories about how we got into the radio business yesterday.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, it's Dave, you got into it because you wanted to make sure that you had your manhood. And Mahoney got into it because he wanted to come out of the closet. And Sylvia got into it because she wanted her butt a little smaller. And so that's how. So give me the prize.
Message deleted.
I wanted my butt smaller.
I mean, you got me right.
What was yours?
I needed a way to find my manhood.
Oh. If I wanted to come out of the closet, I would. I got no problem with my sexuality.
Yeah.
I would let my freak flag fly.
How did I want my butt to be smaller?
You don't got a big ass.
I don't have a big ass.
You got a big ass.
You got big feet.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You don't got a big ass.
Good Lord.
You squat, right?
Your ass does not look big because your feet are so huge. It's like when you hang out with your fat friend, you know?
Why are you looking at me?
No, I'm not. Actually, what's funny is that I was in a commercial for USAA last night that aired during the football game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, I had no idea that I was going to be a part of it. And I had a couple of friends text me like, oh, my God, look, you're on the football game. You're in this USAA commercial. And speaking of fat, I was like, you know, it's bad when you look fat when you're sitting next to a couple of NFL linemen. You're like, oh, boy. I got to lay off the cheese curds.
I mean, those guys are professional athletes, though.
Yeah, but I mean, they're humongous.
Yeah. But you're not. Okay. I know that Mahoney calls you, you know.
I've never called him fat, ever.
You have.
You've implied that he's pretty thick.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with being thick.
No.
Yeah,
no. You're looking too much into it. You're not
the TV adds 10 pounds, Dave.
Is that what it is? The camera adds 10? Well, then why didn't it add 10 pounds to them?
It did.
Oh, did it? You just can't see. It's 10 pounds of muscle. That's what it is, because it's lean mass.
Yeah. No, I don't think you're fat.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't like that you sort of added a question mark to the end of that, but whatever. I'm cool with it. I appreciate
it. Oh,
did I? You sort of went, I don't think you're fat.
No, I said, I don't think you're fat.
You're really good
feels
at
way
inflection.
Better. Yeah. All right, next message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. Every time I think you guys are going to fail me, you light right back up again. Thanks a lot for keeping this up.
Message deleted.
Well, you know, we can't knock them out of the park every day. You know, that's the thing. We try, you know, but we're just like, we just can't burn too bright.
As long as we're a consistent hitter, though. Yeah. You know, I mean, if we step up to the plate and we just, you know, it's just over the shortstop's head.
If we hit 300, we're going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you
man.
Betcha. Yeah. That's what we're hoping for.
Oh, yeah.
Is the Nevada Broadcasters Hall
Only,
of Fame one day.
How many years you been in radio?
12 years.
12?
No, 12 years here.
Yeah.
I've been in radio 17 years.
So you're 3 years away.
Oh, you have to be in the business for 20 years?
20 years. Yeah. And I'm, what did I start, 2003? So 14 for me.
Oh man, I can't wait until I'm a Hall of Famer and you're not.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh, that'll be so glorious.
I got a long way to go.
Nobody says you're going to get in a first ballot. I'm a first ballot.
Oh, you're juicing, man. You're juicing. You've been cheating.
I don't mind the asterisks next to my name.
X1075.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
How does this ever happen to us? A Texas woman hit a almost $800,000 jackpot on penny slots.
What?
At Harrah's.
Do we know what penny slot it was?
Yep, it was the Willy Wonka machine.
Oh, man, that's my favorite.
Is it?
It's the second time the machine has paid out a jackpot in less than 3 months. On June 22nd, two visitors hit $944,000 on the same penny Willy Wonka slot machine.
That thing's like...
At Caesar said.
That thing's hot.
Yeah.
That thing is hot. Like, I will play Willy Wonka just to get to a bonus game. And just because of the music, man, it is my absolute favorite, and they suck me in like a fly or a moth to a flame that I am.
It sings Willy Wonka songs.
Oh yeah,
it's like come with me, and you'll see a world of pure imagination. Wow, that was good.
Yeah, we're really way better good. Singers than Sylvia.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're pros.
No, you're not.
Suck it, Sylvia.
Deal with it. No, like I love that. Is like legitimately that one sucks me in so much.
Gets you every time.
Every time I walk by, I hear the song. I'm like, my head just slowly turns.
When you just donk off all your cash, does Gene Wilder come on and go, "You lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir."
Does it?
No,
that'd be kind of cool.
I would cry. Why does Gene Wilder hate me?
Just like Charlie did. So, terrifying moment. A Delta Airlines flight bound for New York had to make an emergency landing after taking off from McCarran on Wednesday after one of its engines burst into flames and caught fire.
This is why I'm scared of flying. Because, like, anything could happen. Because I'm always afraid that it's going to, like, you know, fall.
The plane?
Yeah.
That's the main fear with flying. But it's far more dangerous to drive, like, here.
No, I get that. And everybody says that. Like, oh, it's...
Statistically, it's very safe. Yeah.
But yeah. I'm just scared of flying. Like, I don't want the plane to fall. I don't want to catch on fire.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like if I'm going to die, like a plane crash, you know.
Be a pretty good way to go. Pretty quick.
Pretty quick, yeah. You know?
I don't think it'd be quick, would it?
You're falling from the sky.
I mean, it's quicker than like a terminal disease, like rickets or something.
You're in a tube filled with jet fuel.
Yeah, I mean, you remember like back in the day when you used to play, oh, well, probably not you, but playing Oregon Trail.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Timmy would always die of dysentery.
Yeah, I don't want to
like,
get
can you imagine dying of diarrhea?
Yourself to death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes. That's what dysentery is.
That's a bad way to go. Falling out of the sky, I mean, it sucks for like maybe 90 seconds tops, and then it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm already Xanaxed up anyway, so it's, I'm just be like, cool, man.
Yeah, it's all right, man. This is fine.
Can I get another gin?
It's a bad time to ask for a gin. One more gin, please.
I get it myself.
I bought business class for a reason.
I feel like most people who are afraid of flying, though, are just because you're not in control of it, you know? Yeah. So it's more or less of a, it's not so much of a fear of flying. It's a fear of not having control.
Are you saying that I'm but a controlling
kind of,
person?
Isn't that kind of everything in life?
That I'm controlling?
No, that you that you don't have control of anything that can really kill you outside of, like, becoming a junkie.
Yeah.
I mean, because, like a roller coaster.
You know, also don't have control of that.
Yeah, but that's fun.
Yeah, but like,
you know what's fun is getting to where you're going quickly. That's what's fun for me. Like,
yeah.
Going to New York by car would take you a week.
Yeah, and that's
instead
horrible.
Of 4 hours.
And I agree. I mean, like, flying is great because it takes you to your destination quicker. But I don't know, man. Like,
you just need to fly more, Sylvia.
Maybe.
And good news, you guys, it's been too long since we've had old Sean Spicer, Spicy, in the news, but he is back.
I mean, he's no longer with the White House.
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
he hung up his microphone in his podium
and
a month ago.
And I miss glorious moments like this from Sean Spicer.
Can you stop interrupting other people's questions?
He was such a gem on the podium. Well, he is now claiming that he is one of the, quote, most popular guys in Ireland, and he is considering several paid appearances on TV shows in Ireland and the UK.
Well, are they going to just have him and like Conor McGregor, and Conor McGregor just punches him square in the face? I would love to see.
I would watch that.
I would love. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, I mean, he was the White House press communications director.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the press secretary.
He's the face of the Trump organization.
So he talks for a living. Conor McGregor talks for a living. I would pay good money to watch them go at it.
That would be a more entertaining fight than Mayweather and McGregor.
Absolutely.
You know? Imagine Sean Spicer. Can you just stop interrupting questions?
Could you just stop punching me in the face? Stop it. And then he gets on his podium and drives around.
Like, is saying you're the most popular guy in Ireland like saying you're big in Japan if
that's
you've got
exactly
a fan?
What it I is. Think so, yeah, you're like, no, but we're really big in Japan. You're like, well, no one can verify that.
They speak English over in Ireland. We could just ask them. You know, like Japan, there's a language barrier.
A spokeswoman for RTE Television said she had no comment.
Oh.
So somebody asked her. She's like, yeah, no comment. X107.5.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Disclaimer, I love Amazon. I really do. However, they are under fire right now for doing some pretty nasty price gouging. Days before Hurricane Irma hits Florida, and social media users not so pleased about it. They're putting some of the things that they're gouging on social, and it's getting a less than positive reaction. Also, we'll give you a chance to win a gift card to come down to Legacy Stadium, where we're doing the show from live today, to enjoy some beer and some food and just hang out with your friends. Maybe, now that football's back, you can watch some football here while you're enjoying those beers and those delicious bites. And we'll tell you about our featured beer of the week. It's all coming up next, X107.5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We are live at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo, and they're always so kind to us. They leave us a bucket of beer to enjoy first thing in the morning down here, and today we have a fine beer from Four Peaks, Mahoney.
Actually, Dave, they've brought us two different beers from Four Peaks. I just cracked open the Hop Knot IPA, a little 6.7% ABV, and something to celebrate your Scottish heritage.
Very nice.
They brought us the Kilt Lifter Scottish Style Ale, a fantastic beer, 6% ABV on that one. So we'll be enjoying those while we broadcast live from Legacy Stadium.
Enough of those, and I will most certainly be lifting my kilt.
Oh, whoa.
So here's the thing, is at Legacy Stadium.
Sylvia had a disgusted look on her face. Yeah.
I do need to trim up a little bit. So here's the thing, is that we're down here at Legacy Stadium, and they have this all-new beer garden that's open, and now that the weather's finally starting to cool down this weekend, they're saying it's going to be a little bit cooler in Las Vegas, which sounds very nice. You can come and enjoy the beer garden. It has communal strip-side seating. They've got all these great beers, all this great food, and of course, football is back. So if you want to enjoy some college ball on Saturday or the NFL on Sunday, Legacy Stadium, best sports book in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And they also, it's super easy to get to. Free parking here at the Palazzo. It's right by valet. Or if you go down to the parking garage onto P1, you can get an elevator that puts you literally like 5 feet from the entrance of Legacy Stadium. It's a great place to hang out with your friends. We would like to give you, if you're at least 21, a gift card, $100 gift card to come down here and enjoy the beer garden and watch some sports and drink some beer and eat some food. Call number 10 right now, 702-791-1075. We'll set you up. Good luck. Dave Mahoney.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X-1075.
Got two stories for you. One is not funny, and the other one is funny, but also probably shouldn't be funny. What do you want to go with first?
Let's go not funny.
The totally not funny one? Yeah. All right. So the totally not funny one is that Amazon coming under fire from a lot of people on social media because they have been accused of price gouging days before Hurricane Irma hits Florida. So, for example, a case of 24 bottles of water is marked at $179.25.
So, that's insanity. And you shouldn't be gouging during a natural disaster that's going to be affecting, you know, people all across the, Southwest, for sure.
Do you think this is a conscious decision by Amazon, or this is just an algorithm that's...
I feel like people are getting outraged over this, and their outrage is misplaced right now, because Amazon is just fulfilling these orders. They are the prime deliverers. They're in charge of shipping and taking returns. Amazon is not setting the price. The people they should be outraged at are the people who are selling that particular brand of water. Because I've seen this pop up across it. It's not like Amazon's gouging Echoes or Alexas at this point, you know, in the wake of Hurricane Irma that's getting ready to hit. You know, it's the companies that
If it was Amazon Basic Water, if it was like one of their products.
But I think, just a seller versus Amazon Prime, like who's going to be like...
Of course, people are just going to lash out at Amazon because Amazon's an easy person to lash out at. And, I think Amazon has done... a pretty good job of keeping, people who are selling fake material and all that stuff off of their site, considering how big of a marketplace it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but anybody who is trying to make a massive profit and screw people out of money when their lives are in danger, it's just absolutely...
Yeah, it's disgusting.
You are the lowest of the low. I don't understand about water, though. That's the one thing we were just talking about this offline. I don't understand. Like, I understand after a hurricane hits, like, you look what happened in Houston and Beaumont, where their water sources, they get compromised.
Right.
But right now, in Florida, if you are in, Tampa, or not Tampa, Tampa's not in, but if you're in, like, West Palm or Miami.
Yeah, sure, just turn on your water faucet and fill up every jug that you have. You don't have to go to the store and buy bottled water. Like, the water that you're getting out of the faucets is still fine.
Yeah,
so
food, I understand right now, because you're going to be set, but, like, water, you could store that away for a little bit.
Yeah.
But there is some good news about Amazon. Not that I'm an Amazon shill. I don't know if you saw that they're looking for a second headquarters.
I am an Amazon shill. And Amazon, Mr. Bezos, we would love to have you here in Las Vegas.
So
this is actually like it's pretty significant. So obviously they're in Seattle and they're starting to kind of outgrow the downtown area of Seattle because Amazon is getting so big and they're looking for a second city to set up shop in. And Amazon is, the amount of money that they're going to bring to whatever city they decide that they're going to set up shop in is huge.
They're saying 50,000 jobs, a $5 billion campus. I think this is all amazing. And, there's part of me that goes, I would love for 50,000 jobs to come to Las Vegas. But then I also think, man, those are going to be you see what's happening in Seattle, though. You know, we've got friends up there who, it's becoming kind of like San Francisco in terms of price, where it's just going through the roof.
But
I don't want to see.
If you're in before that happens, then you're in good shape.
Yeah, but
I like how it says like Amazon is looking for a city with a highly educated workforce, and I just feel like it's a dating profile.
it kind of sounds like
a
dating
stable
profile.
Business friendly environment.
Yeah,
which is business speak for make sure there are a lot of tax breaks.
So do we have to Amazon or would we have to Amazon and chill, Amazon Prime and chill with them? Netflix and chill.
That's exactly right.
Amazon and
so
chill.
Here are some of the preferences for their second location, their second headquarter location. Metropolitan areas with at least 1 million people, so we qualify there. A stable and friendly business environment, as you mentioned.
We're very business friendly.
Urban and suburban locations with the potential to attract and retain strong technical talent. I think that the old image of Las Vegas is finally eroded. Like, it's not like everyone comes here and just donks off their life savings or like, comes here to party.
That whole, like, gangster thing.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
all that is so, it's so old.
I do kind of wish the mob still ran the casinos.
Get out of here. Shut up. We're in a casino, you moron. Also, communities that think big and creatively when considering locations and real estate options. They also want to be within 30 miles from the population center of the metropolitan area, which is definitely doable here. 45-minute drive from an international airport.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, you could be in Mesquite and still be within 45 minutes of McCarran.
I mean, Vegas just sounds like it's a pretty good candidate.
It's a pretty good candidate.
Right? Are there any other Zappos qualifications? Right?
No, I mean, that was basically it. Access to mass transit at the site. I mean, there's as far as like being able to get in and out of Las Vegas, it's almost easier here than anywhere else.
Our mass transit's a little bit lacking, I would say, in that regard.
Well, sure.
We don't have a train or, you know, like a Metro Link.
No, but I mean,
we don't really need.
We have wide open roads compared to most other major cities around the country.
Yeah,
like traffic in Las Vegas flows pretty well. Except I apologize to everyone sitting in traffic right now.
Yeah, like it's easy to say from behind a microphone. No, sitting but in the studio.
Believe me, like we've all traveled enough to know that, like compared to places like San Francisco or Los Angeles or anywhere like that, I mean Vegas works a lot better.
I cringe thinking about Los Angeles.
It would be a game changer for us bringing Amazon to Las Vegas, without a doubt. I mean, it'd be an absurd amount of jobs. It would put us on the map as a tech city. But I don't see them coming to Las Vegas for one fact only. They're looking for a second. This is going to be like their second HQ that they're building.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos said we expect a HQ to be a full equal to our Seattle headquarters. Amazon HQ will bring billions of dollars in upfront and ongoing investments and tens of thousands of high-paying jobs. We're excited to find a second
going to be on the East Coast, I would imagine. It's probably going to be in Delaware.
Yeah.
Because every corporation
that doesn't want to be in New York City is in Delaware.
Let's go to Delaware.
But we have Zappos.
Yeah, but Zappos is awesome, but I mean, as far as like
Amazon and Zappos, it's night and day.
Yeah,
well, I know, but I mean,
$38 billion to the city's economy is what they're saying that they've done for Seattle. So 2010 to 2016, in 6 years, $38 billion. Every dollar invested by the company in Seattle generated an additional $1.4 billion for the city's overall economy. So it generated an additional $38 billion.
We do have the server space, though. Yeah. I mean, the switch that's going on here, you know, I mean, the fact that, like, we are...
If you've ever been on, like, South Jones at Warm Springs, and you're like, what on earth is that building that looks like 12 airplane hangars all next to each other because it spans, like, three city blocks, and it has, like almost government-level security around it.
It does have more than government-level security. They got dudes with Uzis.
Right, but so you look at that place, you're like, what is that place? It's called Switch. It's a massive data center.
It's the biggest one in the country, if not the world, and I know they're expanding up in, all over the country, but, I mean, the main thing, it's a Nevada-based company, which is awesome, which could be, which maybe, you know, that certainly says something about, where we're at as far as stability of
climate.
The thing, though, is that I mean, like, Amazon doesn't need to go to the East Coast in order to set up their headquarters because of like distribution. They have distribution channels all over the country. It's not like they need it's not like all of their distribution is coming out of Seattle, so they have to like hit both coasts. They already have all of those warehouses set up all over the place.
Yeah.
So hypothetically, I think that Vegas could be a really good candidate.
I mean, just by saying Switch and then Zappos, even though it's night and day with
Zappos is awesome. I mean, they've done huge things for Vegas too.
What Amazon is,
sure.
But I just think it's Vegas is a good candidate.
Yeah.
Because we're growing. We're having our
there's going to be a lot of cities that are vying for. That relationship, though. I mean,
yeah, like we have our sports team. I mean, Vegas is growing. It's changing.
Well, we're not going to get screwed over by Reno because they don't have a million people. Suck it, Reno.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, Reno's.
I got like Reno two. Bad. I got.
I mean, Tahoe school.
I have friends up there.
All right. And then one other thing that, isn't really funny, but it's kind of funny.
What's that?
It's not funny because it involves people that have passed away, which is
I was going to say, right. Like, who died?
All right.
Did a clown die?
So a lot of people died. But here's where where it kind of gets funny. Five Denver Health Medical Center nurses were disciplined for admiring patients' genitals after they had passed on. So there was a number of nurses that were taking a peek at all sorts of guys after they had... passed, and they were like measuring and looking at their. Maybe this isn't funny. Maybe this is just very disturbing.
It's very morbid.
Yeah, no, it's very morbid. But the fact that there's these five weird nurses that are like checking out dudes' junk,
But I just, what's going through their mind?
Like, I don't know.
Ugh, I wonder how this looks. But what are you going to do with it? Nothing.
Well, I mean, rigor mortis. No,
oh,
I mean, like,
that's weird.
It only went on for like 4 days. So it was March 31st to April 3rd.
Who's keeping track of that? Like,
I think they probably had cameras.
Nurses keep checking out this dude's junk.
No, yeah. It's like different dudes.
It's
right?
Different dudes.
But
yeah.
if I'm
and they were comparing.
Like, here's the thing.
Like, dad, how embarrassing! I mean, like, what if you're like, I'm getting out of the pool can be embarrassing. But like, what if you're dead? You're like, I'm so cold.
You're in a freezer.
Oh, boy. X1075.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Every week we feature the blooper reel. Ian carefully jots down all the different times that we screw up throughout the show. And it was pretty good this week up until yesterday we really hit a wall.
Yeah, because before yesterday, Ian was telling me after the show, he was like, you guys need to give me like more bloops.
Yeah.
You guys that have been messing up. It's been a good week.
You're welcome, Ian. Here is this week's all-new blooper reel.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
He was driving a 2010 Toyota Corolla.
All right.
On Interstate 81 near the town of Kirkwood, and a trooper clocked him doing 93 Interstate 81.
I love that reporter was like, really? Really? This is why I'm here.
This is what happened.
This is why I went to the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism.
Here's how it all went down. It started last month. He went on a date with this girl that he met on Tinder. His name is Liam. He's from Bristol, England. Mm-hmm. And it went well. So they went back to his place to have some wine and watch a documentary on silent Scientology.
Oh, hold on, yes. Dave. Hold on, Dave. Sexy.
Silent Scientology.
It's the blooper reel.
You wish I was dead? Is that what you're saying? After all these years of friendship and in partnership?
Yeah, no, I don't
and
like
camaraderie?
I've never liked
camaraderie.
What's not true?
That he got KO'd.
I didn't get
it. It was TKO. Do you know what TKO is?
I know.
What is it?
Total knockout.
No, it's not a total knockout. It's a technical knockout.
I mean, technical
it's when
knockout.
The referee steps in and
is
waves
it, really?
It off.
Is that total?
So,
total knockout. Total knockout.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fun Sunday morning.
Yeah, the brunch there is great. The food there is phenomenal. And the 50 different beers that they have on tap are the best on the West Coast. Phenomenal. Yes.
Mahoney gets 3 out of 5. Harry, I'm sorry for you. That means that you lose. Mahoney.
Harry, I'm very sorry.
That's a whole different
thing. I tried to throw two of them off for you.
Okay, yeah. All right, we got some throwback, or it's not Throwback Thursday. That was Throwback Thursday. So we have some tickets to the National and Know the Show coming up in just a moment. Dang it.
I like how Ian just looked at you and just like had a smirk and just like shook his head.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
Dang it. Dang it. Dang it.
Phenomenal.
Silent Scientology.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Totally impressive, you guys.
It was really a total knockout.
Total knockout. Here's Foo Fighters and Monkey Wrench, X1075. We were great this week.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Well, here you go, Henderson. You get marijuana, too, starting in October. Sales could start in Henderson. Pot shoppers in Henderson will soon be able to legally purchase the plant for recreational use after the Henderson City Council voted Tuesday of this week to end a moratorium that had been placed since February. The council voted, close one, 3-2, to go ahead and allow recreational sales to happen in Henderson.
I thought it was already legal over there.
I kind of did, too.
I was like, whoops. Whoa, I didn't know that.
I'm very glad that you pointed that out because... Yeah.
I wonder, like, I mean, if you got caught with pot in
Henderson,
would you get in trouble?
I don't know.
I mean,
this is just allowing the sales. I mean, I don't think that they're not arresting anyone for having the allowed amounts. Like, if you're still driving around with a van full of weed, you're going to jail. But if you still have, like, the allowed amount for personal use, I don't think they're arresting anyone at this point for that. And thank God. Like, what a waste of taxpayer dollars.
They have banned marijuana advertising in McCarran Airport. I don't know if you saw that. Yep. And they cannot possess marijuana inside of the airport as well.
Right.
So, no getting high while you're high.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, because you were in an airplane. I get it. Ooh.
But can't you just bring some of those, gummy bears and put them in another gummy bear bag?
I mean, like, it's already open. Like,
is TSA really checking your stuff that closely?
I don't know, man. Like, when I have a dime in my pants, I basically get tackled.
It's metal.
Well, still,
yeah,
that's scary.
I'm not taking over a plane with a dime. And if I could,
are you talking about weed or are you talking about money? I'm confused here.
Both.
So a Las Vegas man gets $1.95 million after enjoying a snack. You're like, what? In 2004, Ronald Wood was attending a regular member guest golf tournament at Canyon Gate Country Club and cocktail party when he ate a few bacon-wrapped scallops.
What are they, undercooked or something?
Yeah, he hadn't noticed anything wrong until his wife bit into one and then carefully pulled a broken toothpick from her mouth.
Oh.
Concerned, he approached the club's management to let them know about the toothpick. His attorney said management dismissed the complaint. Test later revealed his large intestine had ruptured.
Oh, my God.
And that his discomfort stemmed from a massive infection. In total, a foot of his colon was removed.
Oh, my God.
Along with his gallbladder. And he was also tested for a serious liver infection. And a jury said, you know what? That's worth $2 million.
$1.95 million.
Yeah.
How do you lose a footy ass?
I mean, at that point, how do you use it?
No, I mean, you can. Your colon's pretty damn long.
It seems unnecessary that we have an extra foot of ass.
No, we've got I don't know exactly how long the colon is. I will Google it right now, but it's probably 15 feet?
Yeah, oh, okay. I mean, so is it really? Your butt is 14 feet then.
So you're saying my ass, ass can dunk.
Hold on. It's only 5 feet. Sorry.
Dude, where did you get 14?
I don't know.
15?
Meters? Metric?
It doesn't convert, man.
Millimeters.
Just making that up.
I knew it was more than 1 foot of colon.
In any case.
Or we have 15 feet of intestine or something like that.
5 feet. That's
a lot of ass.
That's a lot of butt.
Yeah.
How many feet of intestine do you think we have?
I don't know.
Also, 7 feet of intestine.
I'm going to say 10.
Also only 5 feet.
But I mean, that means that your food is traveling 10 feet before you actually have a seat.
Actually, the intestines and colon are very close to. I think they're classified as the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
God, please don't listen to this radio show for facts. We are so stupid.
Or don't listen to Dave.
Me? Mahoney was the one giving out facts.
I mean,
don't get me wrong, I'm a moron too, but at least I don't pretend like I'm right. I didn't say it was 15 feet. That was him.
I didn't go to med school. You don't call me Dr. Mahoney, though you should.
X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, so this Sunday, the week number one of football is going off, and we have the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party that's happening at Aces Nails starting at 9 a.m. Oakland and Tennessee this week should be a really good game. Now, officially, the season got underway last night. If you missed what happened in that game, it's a doozy. We'll share it with you in just a moment, but that's coming up. A little recap and a preview of what's to come, and your chance to get set up with a gift card to join us come Sunday morning. X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So week number one of football is underway, and if you missed the game last night, not so good for the defending champions in the New England Patriots.
10-point favorites?
Ooh, yeah, they were 10-point favorites, which is one of the biggest favorites. So they were favored more than the Pittsburgh Steelers over the Cleveland Browns, which is coming up on Sunday, just to give you an idea of how favored they were.
I mean,
how did Bossy Rossi take that?
Well, we don't know yet because we haven't seen him. But my guess is not good, because not only did the Patriots not look great defensively, like they just got carved up, but old Tom Brady is just...
He did not look like Tom Brady. He looked like Alex Smith last night.
He was overthrowing his receivers. And maybe, it's because Julian Edelman, his star receiver, isn't there anymore. But, they have different guys they've plugged into those slots, like Brandon Cooks, who's a viable receiver. Danny Amendola looked good early on. But
he got the concussion.
Yeah, it was just not a good game for Tom Brady. And look, everyone's going to jump the gun and say, well, this is it. Tom Brady's finally gotten old.
No, he's not. They said this two years ago, then they won a Super Bowl.
Exactly. Just relax. It's the first week. things will be fine. But embarrassing home opener for the Super Bowl champions that a lot of people were saying this could be a perfect season for them.
No, not going to be a perfect season for them. A lot of people, you know, I'm a Chiefs fan. I've been a Chiefs fan for, you know, 20 years.
Yep.
You know, 20 plus years at this point. And the fact that I was like, I'm probably not going to win. You're at home. In New England, it's a tough game.
Which, by the way, if you're in a fantasy league and for some reason Kareem Hunt has not been picked up yet, go get him right now.
He will be.
Yes, Kareem Hunt is the running back who, in my league, for me last night, put up 51 points.
And you had him on your team?
I had him on my team.
Yeah, it was a crazy game last night. You know,
42-27.
New England looked like they were going to run away with it early on, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was competitive early on. They were up by 10 points.
They called back the touchdown. Yeah. You know, it was going to be 14-0 at that point. But
yeah, I mean, New England had a good start, and then Alex Smith, surprisingly.
Best game I've ever seen him play, ever.
He's never thrown that many touchdowns in a game. He's never thrown three touchdowns in a single game.
It's interesting to see him, you know, step outside of his comfort zone on how he's been playing. You know, I've always thought he was one of the most, you know, just best game time managers, game managers as far as quarterbacks go in the league.
He's always a solid quarterback, but can never, like, get over the hump because he doesn't take risks, doesn't throw the long ball, none of that
stuff. He's never had a really good set of wide receivers around him, and now he does. He's got a solid running back. His front line was unbelievable.
What's crazy is that the starting running back, Spencer Ware, went down in preseason, tearing his PCL out for the season, and next thing you know, this guy, Kareem Hunt, who's a rookie, steps up and just smashed it last night.
Well, he started off a little rocky. His very first
carry in the NFL, fumbles it, but then goes on and totally redeems himself. Yeah. So if you want to join us out at Aces Nails as we watch some more football this Sunday, very excited about this. We're doing our uncensored tailgate party. We did one for preseason last week, but this is the real season. It's finally here. It's week one, and this is an incredibly close game. It's basically a pick 'em, depending on where you look. But it's Oakland and Tennessee. This should be a good one. It should tell us a lot about both these teams that are coming into the season very hot. People are looking forward to seeing what both of these teams are going to do. A lot of the experts are predicting that each of these teams can win their respective divisions. We'll find out come Sunday, starting at 9 o'clock. Aces and Nails. We'll be out there for football.
And both of the quarterbacks are in talk for MVP. You know, I mean, both these guys could be the MVP of the league. Derek Carr or Mariota. You know, these guys.
If these guys can remain healthy, I think they can both make a legitimate run.
It's going to be a good game. We're going to be out there, 50 different beers on tap. You're going to have some great specials going on, and we will be doing an extra hour of the show starting at 9 a.m.
Very excited about that as well. So if you'd like to join us out at Aces and Ales on Sunday morning as we get ready for some football, this is the time to be calling number 10, 702-791-1075. Caller number 10 gets a $50 gift card as well as a custom, brand new, redesigned Dave Mahoney Aces and Ales growler.
Bigger, better, sleeker. It's like me.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Here we are at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. Mahoney is cracking open another beer from Four Peaks. That is the featured beer they've given us today. And yes, every single Friday, we're down here at Legacy Stadium, the best sports book in all of Las Vegas. You should come down here as well. They've got the all-new beer garden that's open. So if you want to watch some sports, I would guess this is a pretty good weekend to do it, with it being week number one of football. And of course, college ball is going into week number two. So if you want to do either of those things, maybe bet on the games, drink some beer, eat some great food, and get some action on the games, you can bet on the games here as well. This is a great spot to
do. So much better when there's action on the games.
It is so much better in every way.
They got the TV going on right now.
Mm-hmm. So as we sit here and enjoy this Four Peaks beer, thank you again to our friends from Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo for hooking us up. Let's do some more voicemails. Here we go with our first message from a gentleman that talks about finally getting paid and having the opportunity to pay his rent.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hell yeah, it's Friday, it's payday, I'm gonna pay my rent, finally. Still broke.
Message deleted.
What's the date?
It's the 8th.
Okay.
It's all right.
Yeah,
you
man.
Get, you get a grace period, yeah, right? Yeah,
it's like a week. You're like a week out.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Is there anything that stinks more than when you get paid and you go, all right, I'm going to pay my bills, and then you pay your bills and you're like, oh, I'm broke. Only two more weeks.
It's like, what if I just pay half of it right now and kind of, you know,
I got
some money to live off for the next couple of weeks. Yeah. I will get it to you before the end of the month. I promise you.
Yeah,
I promise you it's coming. I do love payday, though.
Payday's the best.
Oh.
So if you just got paid and and you're celebrating this weekend, then again, Legacy Stadium, great place to be there. All right, on to the next message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney. If memory serves me correctly, aren't you a Kansas City fan? And isn't Bossy Rossi's favorite team the Patriots? And didn't Kansas City just annihilate the Patriots last night? I think it would be awesome if maybe perhaps, you know, you were very kind to remind him of how horrible they were last night and how awesome Kansas City was. I mean, I think it's only fair. Have a good day. Bye.
Message deleted.
She's very sexy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like she almost anything that she said I would have agreed with. But, I mean, she is factually correct. You definitely are a Kansas City fan. You grew up in the area. You grew up in St. Louis, but you were raised a Chiefs fan, right?
Yeah, my dad's a Chiefs fan. Yeah. I mean, I was born in Columbia, so middle of Missouri. Yeah. You know, everybody from middle of Missouri is a Chiefs fan for the most part. And, you know, we haven't heard from Bossy Rossi. I just hope he's okay. You know, I hope he hasn't made any rash decisions.
He was walking around wearing his Tom Brady jersey yesterday. And he was talking about how, you know, he's on the team and that he was really excited because it was their opening night. You know, saying all of these things that, you know, may not be factually true, but you could tell he had real conviction. He believed it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, so we're just hoping he's okay.
I don't know if you saw the stat last night, Dave, that Tom Brady, since becoming a Patriot, has won 104. He's gone 104-2 at home when leading in the fourth quarter.
And how about that?
So that changed last night to 104-3.
Well, and there was a stat that was floating around and widely shared last night. And part of it's because people want to dump on the team that's been on top for so long.
I don't hate the Patriots. I don't. Like,
yeah, I just hate Patriots fans.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're smug and they act like they're on the team.
Like you did something. Not. You didn't
You're
do
not
anything.
On the team.
No.
Well, Bossy Rossi thinks he's on the team.
I know. We're talking to Bossy Rossi right now. You're not on the team. But that's good for you today because the Patriots are the worst team in the NFL right now.
They are absolutely the worst team. They have the worst record in the
entire NFL.
And if you feel like calling up later on in the afternoon, Bossy
and just
Bossy,
reminding him how much the Patriots suck.
He'll be on the air later on today, so just give him a little ring-a-ding-ding.
And I tell you what, it's not just Bossy Rossi. Sean Tempesta, who hosts the afternoon show over on Mix 94.1, also a huge Patriots fan. So if you just want to double down on talking smack, afternoon jocks.
You're feeling extra.
I will say, Tempesta gets a pass.
Oh, does he?
I was texting about him with this last night, and he, you know, he said it's a new season. He wasn't saying that, you know, the Patriots were going to blow out the Chiefs. So, you know, he does get a pass today, I would say.
So
traditionally, he would not. But I think with the, you know, Edelman being hurt and all that, he knew the writing was on the wall.
You know, if there's any reason why Bossy Rossi would try to ship us off to Sheboygan, it's this. Because you know how seriously he's got like four Tom Brady dolls on his desk.
One that you broke.
I did. It's repaired.
But did you see the little hand? It's like aligned.
It's more authentic
it was his
now.
Foot. It was his foot. Yeah. Tom Brady's had some injuries throughout his career.
He blew out his ACL in like, what is it? The early 2000s?
You know, scars in the Japanese culture, when you break a cup, you fix it with gold. And because it's a sign of beauty that this, you know, this cup has been through things. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they fill it in with gold and then repair it.
Who has gold to fix things?
The Japanese, apparently. X1075.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
This is going to be really cool. The Downtown Soundhouse presented by X1075 and CBS Radio is happening around Life is Beautiful. A bunch of the artists are coming by. They're doing exclusive private performances. You can't buy your way in. It's going to be at the Real World Suite at the Gold Spike. And we have your chance to win your way in. And thanks to our friends at In-N-Out, it's a double-double. That means that not just you and a friend, but you and three friends, two pairs of tickets, get to join us at that Soundhouse. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets coming up in just a moment. Also, Friday 5 is next. X1075.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
We'll give you a chance to get those Soundhouse passes in just a moment, and not just two tickets, but four tickets, thanks to our friends at In-N-Out that are making it a double-double. But first, the Friday Five. Coming in at number five, five favorite audio clips of the week, is a rap that was done by Nate. Not going to say that I love the content of this, but I know that you hate it, Mahoney. But I think that Nate put some quality effort into this rap.
Let's hear it.
That's what gives us number five in the Friday Five.
DJ Nate and a Half. Mahoney, you're the one and only. I know you ain't no phony. We'll never leave them lonely. I think you like baloney. I know that you don't know me. You know we could be homies. Why don't you just show me how to be an OG? Mahoney, the one and only. That's right. Ross Mahoney, he's the one and only. Ross Mahoney, he's the one and only. You know that bossy Rossi is so damn flossy and saucy.
So again, the content in that is not ideal because he's talking about Bossy Rossi and he's saying that he's the real Mahoney, not you, which we all know is just not the case.
We know.
Yeah, we know.
I put long, hard hours in being the only Mahoney here for so many years, Dave, and then the moment
we get pushed out. That's
that
right, yeah.
He comes in swooping in. Yeah, like some white knight BS that he is, you know. And the thing is, too, he called us broke losers yesterday.
Yeah, on his
overpaid,
show.
Overpaid losers.
He called us overpaid morons on his show yesterday. Yeah. Yeah.
Me included?
Well, I mean, he's talking about the show, so yeah. I mean, you're obviously part of the show. He's talking about Ian, too.
That's not nice.
Right, he's just mad because he's underpaid. And he's intelligent.
Mm.
You know what's worse than being an overpaid moron? It's being an underpaid, intelligent individual.
Oh, God.
Because we're over here just blissful. We don't really know what's going on in the world.
Ignorance is bliss.
They're just handing us wheelbarrows full of money. Now, none of that's actually true, but...
It would be nice.
It'd be nice if it was.
If that was the picture he was painting was actually true.
Right, yeah. All right. So moving on to number four in the Friday Five. And this one's quality. It has to do with back to school and a harrowing situation that developed at a Walmart. There was a fight over a notebook, and one of the moms pulled out a gun on the other mom because the other mom had bought the last notebook for her precious little snowflake.
Back to school is no joke.
No.
It's serious business. But what I really love about this audio clip is just how befuddled the manager of the store and the police officer are when they're trying to discern why on earth this possibly could have and would have developed.
Was this really over school supplies?
Yes. It was in the back-to-school section over the purchase of a notebook.
Seriously?
Unfortunately, yes. One girl was going to buy a notebook. There was one left. Some pushing resulted. They began to argue who was the rightful purchaser of that notebook. She is a valid CPL holder. She pulls out her firearm and tells them to stop attacking her daughter while pointing the gun at them. A senseless act of violence all the way around. Simple assault could be just a local ordinance, 90-day misdemeanor, all the way up to a felonious assault with a firearm, which is a felony. I'm unsure which group actually got the notebook.
What kind of notebook was it?
I'm unsure.
Exhausted.
That is like the golden question. I want to know what kind of notebook it was.
Was
it an Iron Man notebook? Was it a Hello Kitty notebook?
Was it one of those sweet Trapper Keepers from the 90s?
The 90s are making a comeback.
They are.
I mean, that Trapper Keeper was a lifesaver in high school.
Man.
Well, middle school, mostly.
You used to keep everything in that, and also you just whack people with it, and you ever hit anyone with
the
Trapper Keeper?
Oh, no, that was like when you're walking in the hall, and for whatever reason, right before the bell rang, you got excited for whatever reason. Yeah. Like, why did this just happen?
I don't know.
Why? Every day. Why is this happening? I have to go walk in front of, all my peers.
Yeah.
And, this is really awkward.
Always awkward.
Yeah.
But wait, are we talking about the Trapper Keeper?
It doubled.
Well, the Trapper Keeper was a block. It was a blocker for it.
What happened?
So no one would punch you in the nuts.
No.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying you would get things would be like the wind would blow.
You're talking about. Oh, that would happen.
Yes.
That, you'd use it as a shield to
so people couldn't see what's going on.
That never happened to me, man.
Really?
You got
randomly?
All the time.
You got a Trapper Keeper? You got a Trapper Keeper boater?
All the time.
What are you talking about?
Yes, in middle school.
Time.
In high school, yes. You're 13, 14 year old.
By the way, can we get that trending hashtag Trapper Keeper boater?
You're telling me that never happened to you, right before class was getting ready to get out or in class?
Okay, you weren't thinking about anything?
No, I don't know.
I remember it just happens. A couple of times in class.
Yeah.
Where you'd sort of just sit at the desk a little longer than you needed to. But I don't ever remember being bold enough to be like, I want to go strut it out into the hall.
No, you stopped being bold enough. You had to make it to your next class. This was not like I wanted that to happen. That was deathly fearful for me.
To be fair, I do remember there was this kid named Brian who was a total jerk to everyone, like just a bully, like just mean. And yeah, you know, all throughout, you know, like we were in elementary school together and then went on to middle school. Yeah. And I do remember one day that Brian Day was his name, that that one day Brian Day had an all day boner.
All day.
It was amazing. It'd be like everyone saw him walking through the halls. We're like,
doesn't that hurt after a while?
I mean, I guess I'm like, shouldn't you go to a doctor? Like, did you take Viagra? It wasn't even a thing back then. But no, I mean, all day he was rocking that thing, and you know, he had, like, you know, pressed up against his little acid wash jeans.
Yeah.
Maybe you just saw a girl.
There was just no rhyme or reason when you're that age yeah. because. Anything and you just like it was. This is pre-internet, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Well, not totally internet, but like no, before no,
we but, have, but really before pre-internet, like you couldn't like watch.
Yeah,
you know,
video stuff wasn't on, really.
It wasn't even a thing on the internet. Yeah.
So anything would set you off at that point. So it was a very traumatic experience having to deal with that on a regular basis as a young man. Nobody understands my pain that I was going through.
Oh man, I'm glad I'm not a boy.
Now as a grown man, it's
like I wish I had that.
It's considered an achievement if you do it. X1075
mornings on X1075 with Dave and Mahoney.
Coming in at number three in the Friday Five this week, and I'm surprised this one didn't make number one because it's a doozy. It's the tongue twister from Invisalign Theater. Earlier this week, Mahoney got some new Invisalign trays, and it makes it difficult for him to speak.
He can't say mayonnaise.
He doesn't want
to. Mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to take them out because it hurts the teeth when he does it.
It's only for the first 2 days.
Well, that's why we do it on the day that you get the new trays, and so here you are. Number three in the Friday Five, Invisalign tongue twister.
It's just a tongue twister.
Go ahead, take it away.
Wow.
To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock, in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block. To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock, in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chipper on a big black block.
Okay.
A dull, dark dock, a lifelong lock, a short, sharp shock, a big black block.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
To sit in solemn silence in a pestilential prison and awaiting the sensation from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block.
Okay.
So good. Really close to being bad. That was really good, though.
My enunciation is immaculate.
And number two in the Friday Five, this is number two, even though this is the first time that we're playing it. We actually missed it earlier this week, and my sincere apologies, because this one is amazing. Like, you got to think, to beat out the Invisalign Theater tongue twister, it's got to be good, right? How about, and again, we love Irish people when they're drunk and they're talking. In this case, it's not a drunk man, or at least we don't think so. It's an old Irish man screaming at a bat in his house. This is number two in the Friday Five.
Catch him! Catch him, Derry! Derry, catch him! There's a bat! Get a bat out of the house! Mom, will you get out? Derry, will you catch him? Bo! Oh! Huh! Catch him, Derry! Catch him! Catch him, Derry! Bigger towel, that's it! Catch him now, quick! Catch him! Oh! God, Derry! Oh! Marie, will you stop looking in the door? Oh! You're doing a great job, Derry! Oh, that's it! Stand up, Derry! Oh! Did you get him? No, he's there. He's making a mockery out of you, boy. You get down off the... Take off them shot. The dog's dead. The dog's after peeing. You're tiring him out. He's like McGregor. He's got no legs left. Go on. Catch him now. There he is. Get him. Oh. 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 He's on me.
Why does that sound like some weird Irish porno? If you had no context to know that that guy was chasing a bat, you would think something, you know...
No, what? Actually...
Something, what, you know, sexual
him,
was
Derry.
Going on.
Catch him. Catch him, Derry.
The video is actually up on davidmahoney.com, but it's a man trying to catch the bat, but it's his son narrating everything, and his mom is like in some closet just like looking in.
It's a beautiful accent.
Get a bat out of the house.
I love that guy. All right, there you have it. That's number two. What could possibly be number one? We'll share that with you in just a moment. X1075.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Here we go. Number one in the Friday Five this week. And there have been some really good ones. Nate rapping about Bossy Rossi, a notebook fight resulted in someone pulling a gun, an Invisalign tongue twister, and an Irish man screaming at a bat. What could possibly beat all of those?
Daddy.
Daddy, the dogs are peeing everywhere. What could possibly beat that? It's easy for me this week. It's the weatherman farting.
Oh, boy.
If you missed this audio from earlier in the week, it's so good. A weatherman on air, just rips one, and he knew it was coming, too, because he backed it up and, like, tried to put his butt out of frame, as if you wouldn't be able to hear the fart. You'd somehow be able to see it. No, he was wrong, and, of course, it ended up being hilarious. Number one in the Friday Five.
88 Mobile, Fairhope, 88 Pensacola. Destin at 88 and 89 degrees in Evergreen at the beach. 87.
Rewind it.
88 Mobile, Fairhope, 88 Pensacola. Destin.
I mean, so, like, did he not think that it was not going to be noticeable? If he's talking and then he just pauses.
I'm just so glad that it happened.
He pops his ass out.
Yeah, he knew it was coming. Like, you got.
That's like lifting a cheek. Yeah. That's the equivalent of sitting down lifting the cheek.
Do you think that, like, maybe he was just like, okay, I'm gonna go off camera.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
And then maybe just like, I'm gonna point to like California. No,
if you wouldn't have made the move, you could have, like, that could have been a chair in the background. Right. Anything, but like drawing attention to it just makes it that much more noticeable.
It would have been really good though, if he doubled down and he was like, it's gonna be 88 and muggy. X107.5.
Did legal sign off on this?
I don't know.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So a study coming out of Germany says that many of us, obviously, use music when it's sexy time. And it helps us to get in the mood. And it actually helps to evoke certain emotions, and it makes sexy time better.
So wait, you're telling me that a room that is completely silent besides the gentle cry coming from me is not sexy at all?
I just don't feel good about my body. Turn off the lights! Turn off the lights! The lights are off, Mahoney.
I can see light coming in from out of the door! I'm glowing! I'm glowing in the dark! Shut the blinds!
Yeah, no, it actually helps quite a bit, according to the study. Do you have go to music? Because yeah, I know that, you know, you've had go to music in the past, but what is your current go to music for sexy time?
You know, anything from Wu-Tang.
Wow. Getting pretty aggressive,
no,
huh?
No, man. Like, I think I had my iTunes on shuffle one time. And
that's a mistake.
Things were happening, you know, and
with, like, arms wide open.
Oh
no, that would have been better. But there's a like off of Enter the 36 Chambers. There's a track Method Man there, but there's like a 2 minute like what's the word, like, skit beforehand.
Oh no. The worst is if you had, like, one of the mixed CDs back in the day and you put it on and then you forgot that you put, like, an Adam Sandler song on there. And it's the same sort of thing where it's, like, funny and it's not really a song, but, you know.
It shouldn't be.
Like Rob Zombie's More Human Than Human.
Really? That's your go-to song?
No, I'm just saying that, just, like, that first, like,
what is
intro.
Your go-to song?
I don't have one.
You don't?
No.
You don't have, like, a
go-to
a
music?
A style of music that you go to?
Mm-mm. It's playing right now. Yes.
Nothing at all, really?
No.
Have you guys ever got it on to the traditional, like, Let's Get It On or like Marvin Gaye or anything like that?
I mean, I've got a playlist that's, you know.
Do you have like the super corny, like R. Kelly type of, yeah?
Wouldn't that be just like a little, like, I wouldn't take it serious. I would laugh.
I don't think I can live up to the expectation because, like, that's like, some of that music is too sexy. You know, it's like
Let's Get It On is ridiculous. But like, you throw in some Al Green, like straight up.
But that's
up
what
Al Green.
I mean, though. Like, even Al Green or like Usher songs or whatever it is, where it's just like boom, 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 boom. I'm like,
but you can't.
I don't have those moves, man.
Your rhythm is off.
That's not my. I don't have those moves in my arsenal. I can't do it.
It just depends. You gotta know the situation. You know, like, what kind of night it's gonna be. If it's like a romantic evening or something along those lines. But you know, I mean,
do you still have like romantic sessions with...
all the time?
Oh, man. Of course you do.
All the time. I like candles. You know, I make dinner.
I actually like a little bit of like the mood, like light the candles.
Yeah.
When she comes home from work, I'm in a skimpy outfit. Here's your dinner.
You're in a lacy garter belt.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I still say if you're not going for the hip hop or the classic R&B, you know, Kings of Leon, Only by the Night.
Kings of Leon, Only by the Night is still
top.
And it bothered me when I found that out that was your album, because that was also my Sexy Time album. Uh-huh. And
it was kind of like you were doing it with Mahoney.
No, it wasn't like that. It was just kind of like, you know, whenever I would first put it on before things would actually start,
yeah,
it would make me think that Mahoney would also do the same thing. And the fact that Mahoney would even be anywhere near my conscience at that moment was devastating to me.
Kill.
But I'd still push through. I'd still do it. Yeah.
Took one for the team.
Yeah. If you had a style of music, Sylvia, what would you say that your preferred style is?
Probably like something Placebo, from Placebo.
Oh, Placebo's sexy.
Okay, yeah. I can see that. Yeah.
Brian Molyneux's voice is like super sexy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So that would be probably my style.
What about those chanting monks from the 90s? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
I could probably do that. Have you ever built a playlist specifically for Sexy Time?
Yes.
That's supposed to like build, you know, get like more intense as it goes along, but then, you know, you're done by the time the first song's over. Oh, here it is. Can you hear it?
Oh my gosh.
You remember this song?
Yeah.
It's on the front of your computer, man. No, like right here, like right at the crease.
Oh.
There you go.
Stupid iPad Air. I don't know what the speaker is.
It's not an iPad Air.
Whatever.
Yes.
You would be into this?
Yeah, no. No, because I would laugh.
But if
because this was used on something, and I can't remember. It was like some movie or like something Ben Stiller did. I think it was in Tropic Thunder.
The association kills it. Yeah.
But if it comes out like in the middle, like you can't lead with this. This is like a mid-tempo, like we're slowing down for a second type of.
Yeah.
I need to take a break.
I got to think about baseball.
No. I'm tired. I need a knee for a second.
Oh, is that what it is?
Somebody give me some Gatorade. I'm going to take a breather.
I need to refuel my electrolytes. X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, since Dave is indisposed right now, I think he's in the bathroom, and he obviously does not love you, the listener, as much as Sylvia and I do.
Yeah.
And I expect you to be rooting for me in Dave versus Mahoney 2 Downtown Boogaloo, which is going on October 7th.
You're going to take this time when he's not here.
Well, it's not my fault that he is shirking his duties to do whatever he's doing in that restroom, but I am going to be the benevolent... radio host that I have always been, and hook the listener up with a pair of tickets to X107.5's Downtown Soundhouse, which is happening live at the Real World Suite at the Gold Spike, September 22nd through the 24th. You cannot buy those tickets. It's going to be featuring interviews, meet and greets, acoustic performances, and other amazing things. Plus, right now, this is a In-N-Out Burger is turning this pair of tickets into a double-double four-pack. So now you and three friends are going to experience the Soundhouse. So how awesome is that? If you are caller number 10 right now at 791-1075 and you love me so much more than you love Dave, and you know I'm going to whoop his ass at the Downtown Boogaloo, call now and win.
Don't forget, I'm Team Mahoney, or Team Dave. I said that yesterday.
You're a flip-flopper.
I'm not flip-flopping.
X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Look, I'm a dad now. I'm allowed to have a dad bod.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here we go. We've got something really cool. It's coming up September 16th, so not this weekend, but next weekend, out in Mesquite. We always have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps too good of a time.
Dave, there's no such thing as too good of a time out in Mesquite.
Well, the night of, I always agree. The day after, as I'm nursing a hangover, I tend to go, maybe that was a little too much fun. Either way, Mesquite on September 16th. Tough Enough Fights. It's Mayhem and Mesquite 12. You get not only tickets to the event, but also a night stay at the Casablanca. If you can answer the question for Know the Show today, here it is.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I was outside enjoying a fine cigar with my while it was sprinkling.
Yeah.
But you know what he told me?
Mm.
That you cheated. Are you smarter than a community college dropout yesterday?
So Mahoney was outside with his blank, enjoying a cigar, and his blank told him that I cheated at Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? Who is Mahoney's blank?
Glad you have a good relationship with your blank.
I'm gonna blank you.
What?
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 Okay. 702-791-1075. I feel like you need to retake the sexual harassment course that we are required to take here at CBS Radio.
If they fill in the blank. Okay. That's you. That's you two who are over there filling in it with dirty thoughts.
All right. I'm going to blank you or I'm going to blank you up, it's a specific word.
No, I'm going to sit here and treat you with respect that you deserve.
Oh, that was the fill in the blank thing?
Yeah, it's both of you.
Okay, got it. All right, cool. So again, 702-791-1075. Stay at the Casablanca in Mesquite. Tickets to the Tough Enough fight. And if you're not familiar with Tough Enough, you should be. They're the best amateur organization in the entire world. They're based here in Las Vegas. It's where all of these big stars have come through, including the likes of Ryan Couture and Ronda Rousey and Chris Holdsworth and so many others that have gone on to do great things and become superstars in the world of mixed martial arts. Who was Mahoney with when he was smoking that cigar that ratted me out? X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Alan.
Hey, Alan, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. What is the correct answer? Mahoney was with his what?
His girl.
His girl is incorrect. I'm sorry, Alan.
All right.
Good guess, but incorrect. To be fair, this is a tricky question. It was at the very beginning of the show.
Dave, if you're not listening for 4 hours a day, what are you really doing?
Well, I mean,
probably sleeping.
Oh, sleeping.
Getting, like, barely getting
taking
up.
The kids to school, getting to work on time. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Eating.
Yeah. X107.5, good morning. What's your name? Oh, oh my. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Manny.
Hey, Manny, how you doing?
Good. Good about yourself?
Good, good. So what's the correct answer? Mahoney was with his blank.
Was it his father-in-law?
Wrong.
Incorrect.
That is incorrect.
Wrong. Wrong.
Okay.
Wrong.
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 False.
Wrong.
Fake news.
Fake news.
X107.5, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
How you doing? I am good. I mean, I didn't hear the beginning of the show either. I was still sleeping, but...
See, I was right.
All right, so what's your guess?
His boss.
His boss is incorrect.
Hell no, I would never smoke a cigar with Bossy Rossi. Bossy Rossi's not man enough to handle a cigar.
Mahoney.
And you know that they would not have been hanging out last night together because Bossy Rossi is a New England Patriots fan. Did I say Mahoney's a Patriots fan? Mahoney's a Chiefs fan, and Bossy Rossi is a Patriots fan. So, yeah.
It wouldn't have worked out.
Yeah, it wouldn't have worked out well at all, especially for Bossy Rossi.
He would have been coughing. He would have been crying. It would have been an all-around bad look.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Jill.
Hey, Jill, if we've learned anything in Know the Show today, it's that no one listens to the whole show. But go ahead and give it a crack. Who is Mahoney hanging out with?
His drug dealer.
His drug dealer is incorrect.
Mahoney.
We have a drug dealer.
Mahoney.
He's just a friend who likes to make money on the side.
It's his side hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a consumer. He's an entrepreneur.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Hey, good morning. This is Fredo.
Hey, Fredo, what's the correct answer?
His dad.
Yay!
Finally.
Is your name Fredo or Fredo?
What did you say?
I thought he said Frito.
Frito? Like the chip?
Is your name Frito or Fredo?
No, Fredo.
Fredo.
Oh, okay. You're not a delicious chip.
Oh, yeah. Man. Like if he had a friend, it'd be like Al and Fredo, you know? Alfredo.
No, that was a really bad dad joke. That was a really bad,
really bad dad joke.
I love dad jokes.
And I didn't even get a laugh out of you on that one.
What a way to end
the week. What a fail.
Dave.
At every level.
Oh, man, you're losing.
Can we just move past it? It was a bad dad joke. I'm a dad.
You're losing it.
I'm a dad.
You're losing your coolness.
I've never had
no,
that.
No, you were at one point.
I really? And I've
no,
lost
no,
it?
No,
he never was.
Oh,
okay.
No. I try to build you up.
Man, screw you guys.
No.
Have a good weekend. Except for you two. Bird of hell.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.